This is Pat Mullally of GolfGirls.com. Recently, I had the chance to speak with Mary Holloway, the head golf professional for the town of Barnstable here on Cape Cod. We were talking about one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest complaints in playing golf today, and that's slow play.
One of the other big issues, and I know a lot of people talk about it, relates to etiquette, is slow play.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Well,
that's the bane of every golfer's existence.
It is. And, go back to where we said something about the people watching on TV. Well, obviously, they line up and everything. And, I mean, I want people to focus on their shots because I want them to have an enjoyable day. But, you should really, you don't need to walk around from all different levels to look at your putt. The GPS things, I think they slow everybody down. People mm-hmm. look at them, they go, oh, there's right. They walk from here, they walk everywhere. So some of those things maybe you don't need, but, walk quickly. If you want to take a little extra time on your putt, Jack Nicklaus used to do that. He walked quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good article in Sports Illustrated talking about slow play.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought he was slow, but he walked quickly so he could take a little extra time on the putting
mm-hmm.
green. But going back to the etiquette, I said, put your bag on the right hand side of the green if there's the tees on the right hand side. Put your clubs, lie it on top of the flagpole when you put it down so you'll know where it is. Don't keep your score on the green. Don't turn around and go start counting everything. briskly walk to the next tee, let the other
mm-hmm.
person play up and do it there.
Yeah.
I mean, these are things that are basic rules of etiquette that people don't know.
Okay. In between rounds of golf, you come out, you play on a Monday, you're going to go out and play on a Friday. If you had the time, is there any practice routine people should do in between their rounds of golf?
Yeah, it's personal, whether people like to hit balls or practice putting or chip. I find a lot, most people don't like to do it, but I do see certain people come out and hit balls, and they get down there and all they're in the range and all they're doing is hitting their driver. Now, on this golf course, you hit the driver, there's five par threes. So you don't hit the driver on 13 holes.
Right.
And some are even shorter. You might not need it. So if I was to practice anything, it would definitely be the short game. I think a lot, especially women, have trouble with approach shots, like
mm-hmm.
Fairway woods.
Yeah.
That would be something that I would, practice. Because that seems to be a lot of people coming to me with lessons. They have trouble hitting the fairway woods. But short game, that's where you make up all your shots. I mean, you hit a bad shot in the woods, you knock it out, you get it on, you still have to chip and putt or putt. I mean, or if you hit a good shot
mm-hmm.
and you get it on, you make the putt, so you're getting a better shot. So to me, the short game is number one thing I would practice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What about fitness? More and more people are doing golf, no matter when they do it, whether it's later in life or earlier, beginning to realize how important it is to be in good shape. Any ideas about fitness? Yeah, you're in good shape. You're
yeah,
in great shape.
Fitness, I think stretching
mm-hmm.
is huge.
How about yoga?
That's the next thing I know. I don't do yoga, but I know a lot of the golf professionals help them with their balance and the stretching.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that yoga is really good. That helps your mind and your meditating a little bit too. So I really think that's probably something
helps
you want to do.
Helps
your mental game.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all a personal thing. I mean, I don't really stretch a lot. I probably should, and
mm-hmm.
I don't. And, I think the older you get, you'll realize that it's very important. And I see people come down. A lot of people do stretch. A lot of people don't stretch. But I think in the long run, the stretching is a huge thing. And like I said, any yoga or anything mentally that will help you,
right.
Definitely.
Yeah, I do know that if I get here late and I only have just a minute to go out and I don't have time to stretch,
mm-hmm.
my game, I really am stretching for the first three holes.
Yes.
After the first three
yeah.
holes, I start
yeah.
to loosen up. So it's really counterproductive not to.
Yes, and on that point, I think people, once they mess up that first hole, then they feel like they've ruin their day because
yeah.
I'm like, I always mess the first hole up. Well, then, as we talked about, give yourself more than 15 minutes of practice
mm-hmm.
before you get here.
Right.
And hit some more balls to be warmed up so the bad shots maybe are on the range instead of running down to the tee.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing I see here. people getting here late for their tee times. And they run down to the tee, and they say, you know, I had a terrible day. Started on the first hole.
Yeah.
Well, started because you weren't 15 minutes early to go, but...
Right.
Yeah.